Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome to the Arsenal Training Centre, where I'm just walking in out of the rain, a bit gloomy here, a bit wet. I'm just walking in for Mikel Arteta's press conference ahead of Monday's game against Sheffield United. Plenty to discuss today. We'll get latest on team news, latest on Jurrien Timber, latest on Thomas Partey. Let's find out what he's got to say.
Right, so Mikel Arteta is done here at London Colney. I'm sure you're all aware. I'm in my car. It is absolutely horrible out there, as you can probably see it on the window. It is steaming down with rain, so I'm not going to stand outside and do this video. I'm going to sit in the ninth dry warmth of my car before driving home. But interesting press conference from Mikel Arteta, one certainly in the live section anyway that you'd have that's gone out on Sky and is available right now. Plenty more stuff to come over the next few days from him that will be embargoed, of course, go out at sort of 10:30 each evening. But from the live section today, was certainly dominated by team news and injury news and who could be back and who won't be back for the game against Sheffield United. And the big news is that Thomas Partey, as I reported in my video this morning, is now ready to go. He's fully fit and he is available for the game on Monday night at Sheffield United. If, and when it comes to Thomas Partey and a few other Arsenal players, it's always a big if, nothing happens between now and then in terms of no sort of setback on the training ground. They've got a couple of sessions. I mean, it's horrible out there right now. They are training out there at the moment. They've got the day off tomorrow and then they're training Saturday and Sunday before taking the coach up on Sunday evening to Sheffield. So providing nothing happens between then and now, Thomas Partey is fit. I've got my laptop in front of me, so apologies, you're gonna have to look at the bald spot on my head while I look down for a while and actually read some of the quotes that Mikel Arteta has had to say. But this is what he said on Thomas Partey. He said, yeah, Thomas had a session before the last game and now he's done two or three consecutive sessions. He should be part of the squad on Monday. So really good news in terms of Thomas Partey and his availability. On Zinchenko or Tomiyasu being involved at Sheffield United, he said, those ones, it's possible, but we'll have to wait and see, especially in the last two sessions on Saturday and Sunday. If that's the case, they might be available on Monday. So Thomas Partey fit, available on Monday, Zinchenko and Tomiyasu late calls. From what I understand, I think Zinchenko is further ahead in terms of being fit than Tomiyasu is. So I think if either of those two have got a chance of making it for Monday night, Zinchenko's certainly sort of ahead or the favourite of the two. He was asked if Jurrien Timber, who we saw coming back to training yesterday, of course, at the Emirates Stadium, which was great news, he was asked if he was going to be available for Monday night. He said no, of course, not yet. He's still some way off, and that's absolutely understandable because Arsenal are sort of reintegrating Timber back into first team training. They're carefully managing that. He did a bit with the squad yesterday, which you saw the pictures of, which was great, but he did bits on his own as well. So yeah, good news in terms of Thomas Partey. Timber, of course, not yet available, but the other two touch and go. Gabriel Jesus, he spoke about quite a lot He was asked, is he fit to start on Monday night? And he said, he's fit enough, yes. How long he will last, that's something different. We didn't want to take any risks after the result we had against Newcastle. We need him fit. He's a massive player for us. And now we want to make sure we load him in the right way. So we'll wait and see if Jesus does start for Arsenal on Monday night against Sheffield United. I mean, look, there's certainly a case that he doesn't need to. When you look at what Arsenal have done in Jesus' absence, it's been fantastic. The amount of goals they've scored have been fantastic. Trossard's played well. Havertz has played well. So you don't want to take any risks with him. I think for Gabriel Jesus, and I spoke about this earlier, I still think that Porto game is the game you're looking at for Jesus. Because as well as everyone else is playing, when he's fit and he's healthy and he's 100%, Jesus is Arsenal's best striker. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. And I think for that Porto game, you want to get Jesus ready to be able to start that game. And so I think these next couple of games leading up to that, like Mikel said, it's about sort of loading him in the right way, getting as much minutes as you can without taking any risks to ensure he is fit and ready to go against Porto. I did speak to Mikel in the press conference, and I asked him about Jesus and the sort of knee operation he had in the summer, which was kind of explained to us at the time, because he'd gone over to the US, he'd done the tour, came back, and that's when they did the operation. They decided to do the operation just as the season was about to start. But they said, obviously, the knee issue that he was struggling with back then, they decided it's not going to go away. We're going to try and resolve this as quickly as possible and get the operation done. And I asked him about that today and said, has what's happened since then, and the fact you're still having to manage this injury, this knee injury that we know about at the moment, where he's getting fluid on the knee, does that suggest that what you did in the summer, what the operation he had in the summer, didn't work? And he said, no, it did happen and it was resolved. What happened after is he got a knock in another area that caused a different kind of injury, so it wasn't related to the first one. Then he had a niggle, it was a muscle issue that kept him out as well. I think that was it. I think he's talking about the hamstring problem he picked up against Sevilla in when he says that. So Mikel's saying in response to me that what he's struggling with now and has been struggling for most of the season isn't actually related to the knee injury he had before, which is an interesting one. And I asked him then, okay, well, fine, but the fact you're having to manage this now, is there a fear that you're probably going to have to revisit the operation come the summer and he's going to have to go under the knife again to try and fix this ongoing issue that you're trying to manage? And he said, no, I think it's resolved, the first one. It's a question more specifically for the doctors, but as far as I'm concerned, that's all been resolved. So Mikel Arteta does not expect at this stage Gabriel Jesus to have another operation in the summer, which is good news. You don't want him to do that for a second summer in a row. It'd be his third knee operation in a quick succession after what he did, after the one he had to have after the World Cup with Brazil when he got that injury. So yeah, if that's the case and he doesn't have to have an operation, then that can only be good news for Arsenal and for Gabriel Jesus.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There was also questions and comments about Takahiro Tomiyasu, who we haven't seen yet since Japan's exit from the Asian Cup. He played in their last game when he went out, played the full game, has come back, and we haven't seen anything of Takahiro Tomiyasu yet. This is what Mikel had to say on him. He was asked, Kaya over at Football London asked him if he's had a setback following the Asian Cup. And he said, yes, he's had an injury. In the last game with Japan, he felt something. He was out. We expected it to be a little bit shorter. But in the beginning, he was struggling a bit in the recovery. So we decided to extend the period of recovery because he's a player we really need. We are very short and we cannot risk him being out for months. He was then asked whether Tomiyasu's injury was a recurrence to the one he was struggling with in December, and he said, I think it was something slightly different to that. So yeah, that's what Mikel Arteta had to say on all this sort of injury and team news. Like I said on Tomiyasu, little bit behind Zinchenko as far as I'm aware. Still both of them, Mikel not ruling them out for the game at Sheffield United, but I think if one of them is going to play, it's probably more likely to be Sheffield United. I think Arsenal are really managing that. I spoke about it in recent videos that I think they are just very, very aware of how important this running is for them, how important it is to have everyone available, and they just don't want to put anyone back a little bit early and risk them being out for further. Mikel was asked plenty more in the press conference. If you want to see the full transcript, you can find it on on Arsenal.com. It's up there. He's asked about the games this weekend, Sheffield United, the potential of overconfidence. He was asked about the fact that the Chelsea game is now being postponed because they went through in the FA Cup, which means Arsenal won't have a game for nearly three weeks before the Manchester City game. He was asked, you know, are you going to play organise a friendly? And he says, he said, players will have different demands. The majority of them will have international matches as well and international training sessions. I don't think it's going to be the case of needing more minutes. If there are three or four particular cases, I'm sure we can address that. In terms of Sheffield United and what threats they pose, he said they're a really difficult team to beat. I've watched their last four or five games now, with the City game against Villa, the game they took a different route, but they are extremely well coached. I know Chris Wilder really well. I admire him a lot from what he does with his teams. It'll be Monday night football, and it's going to be a tough night. He did also say during the press conference that he learned a lot from Chris Wilder when he first started. Remember when Wilder came up with Sheffield United initially and they were playing like the overlapping centre-backs, and it was something we hadn't really seen before, and a lot of people were sort of very impressed by what Wilder and Sheffield United were doing in that debut season in the Premier League. So yeah, I thought that was quite interesting that Mikel said he's learned a lot from him. He's also asked, is it a benefit for you that you're playing last this weekend rather than first in terms of the title race? And he said, we've done it in two or three different scenarios. It's what we have right now. We'll know the results, but it's irrelevant. What we want to do is go to Sheffield United, perform the way we've been performing, and win the match. The rest we cannot control. Lots more. He also talks about how big March is. The fact Arsenal play Manchester City, Manchester City play Liverpool, how big it's going to be for the title race. He says, first of all, depending on what happens on Monday, because that will also have a big impact on results, the only thing you can do is the next game and focus on that. The rest will come. Like I said, you can find the full transcript from Mikel on Arsenal.com right now. I'll be back tomorrow to discuss at length some more stuff. I thought there was some more interesting stuff on Euro and Timber that we'll talk about tomorrow. Jorginho and a possible new contract. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. So anything you want me to discuss in tomorrow's show, as usual, either leave it in the video I did this morning, leave it as a comment in there, or reply to this and leave it a comment to this one as well. So from a very, very wet and rainy and grey London Colney, I'll speak to you very, very soon. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.